and innovation, we've been promoting consensus through the Council for Promoting Science, Technology and Innovation. And this is the body, including the private, public and sector and academia. Since July 2022, it has been putting in place a process to update the law to promote science, technology and innovation in Honduras. And it's now a new proposal for a law that we're working on precisely because of these gaps that have been identified in terms of the financing of the scientific sector in the country. So this is a new legal instrument set up within the council. It includes financing proposals as to how there can be greater resources in this sector. And it's also been looking at those sectors that there already is state investment in, such as state universities. It's a question of how a greater percentage of their resources can be devoted to scientific and technological investment and research. We have also launched the National Researchers System in Honduras. We need to recognize the profession of researcher in the country, and this is an initial effort to find out exactly how many we have, but also promote their actions. And there was an initial census on legal officials. We are also looking at how we can provide incentives to technology companies and how they can innovate in the country. We have put in place a campaign and a further activities to try and break down the stereotypes which exist when it comes to a career in science and technology. We want to promote the participation of women and girls in science and technology and want to try and reduce this divide or gap. Obviously, there's the question of scholarships, which has already been mentioned, but within universities in Honduras, we already have a significant, we do have a greater representation of women. More than 60% of pupils in higher education are female, and we're also now trying to similarly reduce the gap in the sector, in the STEM sector, as it's known. And another challenge that we've been looking at in terms of providing science training throughout the country, well, there have been strategies from the Secretariat on Science, Technology and Innovation with some pilot projects at the local level. But we've been working with UNESCO as well to train teachers, for example, in robotics, which is something that will allow us to further develop these STEM areas. Also on this subject of low investment in science and technology progress, 22% of investment in science in the country is public investment. There's virtually no private sector investment, and this is something that we've been promoting from 2023 through the entrepreneurship project. In fact, we have a program called Entrepreneur Rocket, trying to promote this sector in the country. We've been providing seed capital to about 100 startups since the program began. Thank you. Thank you to the Deputy Minister. Now,